Okay, Illinois realtors, let's talk about social media and how a lot of you are probably doing it the wrong way. How do you know if you're doing it the wrong way? Well, how much business do you get organically from social media? If it's a ton, like overwhelming, it just keeps coming, you're doing it right. So you're probably gonna hear a lot of stuff that sounds familiar. If not, if you're like, man, all these other agents are getting all this business from social and I get nothing, well, we're here to help you, all right? Because social media, when done right, is extremely powerful, but there's certain things that a lot of agents do that they feel is right that just isn't. So let's go through that today. I don't know why it's not playing. There we go. Guys, if you do not know me, my name is Dustin Brome. I am host of the Massive Agent Podcast and co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Podcast Network. I'm a real estate agent in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I'm really a marketer who sells homes. I've spoken at Inman and Housing Wire and a few other places, which is kind of cool. But I love all things social media and all things marketing, all things lead generation for real estate. And we're going to combine all of that stuff today to show you the right way to use social. So I'm going to be talking a lot about Facebook specifically today and giving you Facebook specific examples, because that's still the number one platform out there that most of you are using most often. So we're going to focus on Facebook, but just know that these concepts work on all social media platforms. Okay, I want you guys to walk away with the concepts. And if you can do that, if you only use Instagram and you never use Facebook, or you're heavy on LinkedIn or Twitter or whatever, these concepts will help you win over there as well. So Facebook. Why Facebook? If you're not using Facebook, or maybe you're just ignoring it, you don't like Facebook or whatever, here's why Facebook should not be ignored, okay? As of about a month or so ago, 2.8 billion active users worldwide, and 98% of them, over 2 point whatever billion, use Facebook on their mobile phones. That's pretty incredible. 73% of US Facebook users log in every single day. Okay, that's 73%. 3 out of 4 people that use Facebook in the US use it every day on their phones. Age 25 to 34 is about 30% of their users. It's a common misconception that, oh, young people aren't using Facebook. Well, the demographics don't lie, and these are straight from Facebook, actually. The most common age demographic, which is age 25 to 34, first-time homebuyers. Interesting. 73% of users are within 18 to 44 years of age. Facebook has the most powerful ad platform on the planet. It's Facebook. It's Instagram. You can do it all in the same place. Extremely powerful. Fairly easy to use once you learn a few things, and you could just get so much bang for your buck on the Facebook ads platform. Google actually looks at what content is being shared on Facebook and how often to decide if it's good quality content that they should rank in their search results pages and where it should rank. And Facebook, you know, whether you realize it or not, they're creating an ecosystem where you never really have to leave Facebook. You can make payments. Did you guys know that you can send money to people through Facebook Messenger? Just like Venmo, it actually takes one click less, or maybe two clicks less than Venmo. I use Facebook Messenger to send money back and forth. It's awesome. It has a web browser. It has news. It has videos. It has games, all sorts of stuff. So you see what they're doing here. Like, people, once they're in the Facebook ecosystem, you don't really have to leave. And that's more true at Facebook than it is at Instagram or TikTok or any of the other platforms. Facebook has the most all-inclusive platform, or ecosystem, I should say. So where do you guys start as real estate agents? Where do you start with Facebook or social media? Well, your personal Facebook profile, your personal profile is super powerful, as long as you don't abuse it, as long as you don't overwhelm it with real estate, real estate, real estate. That's the problem, okay? And yes, some people are like, well, you can't do business on your personal profile. Technically, yes, that's true. But literally everyone does it. The problem, what Facebook cares about, is they don't want you to abuse it. Look, as a realtor, we are our business, and our business is us. You know, like, it's really intertwined. So how do you even keep them separated? You know, I must do business over on the page and must keep personal stuff here. Well, it's all the same thing if you're doing it right. So you don't be afraid to do some stuff, some content, some real estate and business related stuff on your personal profile, because that's where your friends are. That's where you're going to get the most reach. You definitely want a Facebook business page. It's not the best for, you know, posting. Let's say you do a video and you post it to your page. Very few people are going to actually see it organically. I mean, you can get more people to see it by running an ad and getting some money behind it, but you need to have a business page to run ads. You must have a page. And I believe you must have a page to be a credible real estate agent. If somebody gives your name to a friend or a family member as a referral, and they go look you up and you don't have a Facebook page, and then you show up at a listing presentation and you're like, I'm the best marketer and I'm going to do the best job, they're going to be like, you don't even have a Facebook page. So you need to have one so that you are establishing social proof, establishing yourself online for credibility. Make sure that you verify your page. So like my Search Salt Lake page that I've used heavily over the years, that little gray check mark, it just means you verified it. You can Google how to verify your Facebook page. It's different than the blue check mark. That's for accounts with larger followings, but you can verify it just to get that little gray check mark. Facebook Live is a hugely powerful tool that you can use on Facebook, and now Instagram Live as well. Well, and LinkedIn Live. I think Twitter even has live streaming. You can do live streaming pretty much everywhere, but Facebook started that. And you don't even need a website. Like if you're doing Facebook right, I do believe realtors need a website, but you almost don't need one if you do great content on your Facebook account. It serves the same purpose. All right. You can do a bunch of online marketing just through posting on Facebook. The underlying theme here that I hope you guys walk away with: market your real estate business by never talking about real estate or rarely talking about it. I'd say 10% of the time. 10% of the time, one out of 10 posts should be real estate related. Now, you can do stuff that's loosely real estate related, and I'll go over some specific things. A lot of this talk here today is going to be telling you the right type of content, the right types of things that you should be posting to actually grow a following and to get traction and to get your following and your network to reach out to you and to hire you and like you and make a personal connection with you. That's what we're going to talk about. You don't do that by posting about real estate all the damn time. So make it rarely about real estate. If you have to, if you must, 10% of the time. You do not need to post about real estate because it's boring. And very few people at any given time want to see it come across their newsfeed. Very few people want to see it in their newsfeed. People don't go to social media to see 5 tips for first-time homebuyers. They don't go to social media after a long day at the office and sit down on their couch to relax. They don't want a bunch of real estate nonsense. They don't. They're there to be entertained and to, you know, laugh, to learn something new, whatever, but not real estate stuff. But the good news is you guys can win in a very, very big way on social by not talking about real estate. So let's focus on what gets your attention. Okay, this is the thing with social. This is why so many realtors fail at effectively using social media. It's because they don't understand that you have to get attention first. If you don't get Guys, what are we doing on our phones? We're scrolling at hyperspeed, right? When we're scrolling through Instagram or Facebook, we're scrolling at hyperspeed. But every once in a while, something gets our attention. Something stops us. Well, what are those things? Is it a stock image like that? That stupid stock photo of the for sale sign, is that going to stop somebody scrolling? Of course not. But what does get their attention? Images and videos, colorful images. Videos are great because they autoplay and they move. Okay, that moving picture on their screen, it gets attention. I want you guys for the rest of today, okay, next time you get on social media, hopefully you're not doing it right now as you watch this, but if you are or later, think about, I want you to notice consciously what got you to stop scrolling. What was it that got your attention? And if you can start noticing what gets your attention, you can start creating more of that content for others that gets their attention, and you're going to get a lot more traction on social. Images and video, nostalgic stuff, Okay. If this is where you can tie it with real estate loosely. If there's maybe an old mall or an old water park or, you know, a part of town that just used like a park that used to be there and got torn down and turned into a subdivision, but people that grew up there remember it and they know about it. And if they hear its name, it gets their attention. Local nostalgia kills it on social, and nostalgia in general. Like, look at all the videos coming out, not the videos, look at all the movies that are coming out these days. So many of them are redos, are, you know, they're taking Aladdin that, you know, I grew up with as a kid and they're doing a new version of it. It's because nostalgia works so well. Humor. Now, only do this, only put out funny stuff if you're actually funny. If you're not funny, maybe not so much, but humor. If you find something, if you see something that you thought was very funny, share it. Because if you found it funny, the people that are connected with you on social, they're probably a lot like you. That's why you're connected, right? There's a personal connection happening there. So share what you find funny, and chances are a lot of them will too. So humor does very well. Interesting local stuff, new businesses coming to town, a new splash pad is being built, Topgolf is coming, a Dave & Buster's is coming, whatever, like new stuff coming to town that always gets my attention. I'm always curious about what the construction project down the street is. Ooh, what's going in there? What kind of restaurant is that going to be? What's coming? I always want to know what's coming to my neighborhood. Here's what does not get attention. The five reasons only dumb people sell their house for sale by owner. First off, it's insulting, but nobody goes to social media to see that stuff. They just don't. All right. So you want to grow a wide audience, not an audience of a few people at any given time. And then once they've satisfied their need, they don't need it ever again. So you want to keep your audience. You want to keep them coming back, and don't do the stock photos. So what's going to get your attention more? All right, this photo here, pretty gut-wrenching, right? Pretty awful. Will this get more attention or this? Okay, obviously this one gets more attention. It has a bit more verbiage to it. It looks a little bit better. That photo actually still sucks, but that is better than that. That is terrible. That's not going to get anyone's attention with that stock photo. That photo, because it's actually a home, hopefully authentic to the area that you're in, that will get some attention. But that's still not perfect. Still boring, right? Pretty boring. Well, who says you have to do this or this? There's no rule that says you have to do posts like that, right? Here's some more ideas of what you should think about, or what you should post about, rather. In your local area, what are people interested in? What are they sharing? What are the people in your city sharing on social? Probably like the best, those lists work so well, like the top 10 lists, right? The 10 best coffee shops, the 10 best sushi restaurants, 5 things to do on a rainy day with kids, the 10 best hikes that you can do with your family, stuff like that, stuff that are kind of blog articles. You know, there's a lot of blogs that have those topics, but why not do social media content with that stuff? It's loosely real estate related because it has to do with the community, which means if you do enough of it, you're going to be the local expert, which is one of the top 3 reasons why people hire a realtor anyways, is they want a local expert. You can establish yourself as one by posting what people actually want or care about in the community. I mentioned nostalgia. People notice nostalgic stuff when scrolling. It really gets their attention. For example, there's an old shopping mall in Holiday, Utah. Okay, Holiday is a suburb of Salt Lake City. It's where I grew up until after high school. I lived in Holiday, and there was a mall called the Cottonwood Mall. Everyone within Salt Lake, not just Holiday, but Salt Lake as a whole, has been to Cottonwood Mall. They know it. They remember it. They loved it. But in the late 2000s, they tore it down. They were going to completely redevelop. And then we all know what happened in 08, 09. Well, it never got rebuilt. Even today, 2021, they're just barely starting to redevelop it over 10 years later. So people miss it. And if they see photos of it, it's going to grab their attention. And I'll show you something I did with some old photos that you guys can do too, if there's an old mall or something like that in your area too. to move that. I have something covering my, see, I can't see that. There we go. These are articles I wrote for my website that you can turn into videos or posts on social media as well. But the concept here, the nostalgic concept and the attention getting topics, you guys can do this stuff on any social media platform. So new photos of the old Cottonwood Mall on holiday. I just went online. I Googled Cottonwood Mall photos. I found a bunch of them. I asked the photographer who owned the folder, the photo album, if I could borrow some. They said, absolutely. I put them together in a blog article for the website. It went crazy on social media. I shared a link to it. It used that image. So that image showed up in the Facebook newsfeed. And as you can see down at the bottom there, over 6,000 Facebook shares. Over 6,000 Facebook shares. That's pretty incredible stuff. The 10 best coffee shops in Salt Lake. The 10 best kid-friendly parks and playgrounds in Salt Lake. You can see that one got, you know, 3,500 shares as well. Because people, that type of stuff, it appeals to everybody. And when they see it, it's not a realtor trying to, you know, convince them why now is the best time to sell ever, you know, which turns everybody off. This is something where their guard's down, their curiosity's high, they're excited about it, and they want to share it with their friends. So they're going to tag their friends in your post. They're going to share your post with their friends and family. That's how you grow a super wide audience, and you get a bunch of people going to your website. You get a bunch of people looking at your stuff. Here's an example of nostalgia. In Salt Lake City, in Murray, which is another suburb, just south central Salt Lake Valley, there was a indoor amusement park, indoor fun center, whatever you want to call it. You know, they had bowling and mini golf and laser tag and all that stuff, called the 49th Street Galleria. I grew up going there, absolutely loved the place. Well, they tore that down too in the mid-2000s. So I found that photo of it. I went into Canva, you know, the graphic design program. I put my Search Salt Lake logo on it. I put that text on there and I just said, who remembers this? And then I put, please share. When you say please share, you'd be surprised how many people will actually do it. And they did, as you can see by the stats over here. So I posted this back in 2016. This is still one of the best posts I've ever done. But it's nothing more than an image. And it doubled or tripled the followers on my Facebook page. It went crazy. This is all organic, right? So almost 500,000 people were reached. 33,000 people liked it. You know, 37,822 clicked on it somehow. 3,500 shares. Crazy. Like, this thing went absolutely nuts because of nostalgia. Local nostalgia kills it on social media. What is this? Ah, real quick before I do that, the photos from the Cottonwood Mall, instead of just putting them on a blog article, I took them, and I'm going to show you the app I used to do this, but I made a video slideshow and put it to music and everything, just a bunch of old photos of that Cottonwood Mall, and then that video I shared all over social. I'm going to play that for you so you can see how I kind of put these photos together. It's not fancy. Then I'll show you the app that I used, the free app that I used to do it. And then I'll show you some of the results from that video. It's crazy. Just looking at these photos of this abandoned mall right before they tore it down brings back so many memories. And everyone that sees it that has been there, it's the same thing. And they can't help but share it with their friend that they went to high school with or their family. So much time there. So you guys get the point. Nostalgia. Okay. So I posted that on Facebook. I put it on other platforms as well, but I put RIP Cottonwood Mall and holiday, be prepared for the flood of memories. And then I put a link to the article on my website. Okay. So people who watched that video, some of them would click the link and then go to my website. Some of them who were interested would start wandering off and searching for homes and all of that. Not many, but some do out of curiosity. When you get a bunch of people that just go to your website for any reason, some of them are going to be interested in what the website's about, and they'll start wandering around. Some will fill out lead forms. They'll look for homes, and you can get some clients that way. But most people won't, but that's okay. Because guess what? You're growing awareness for your brand. You're growing awareness and following for your page and your profiles. So almost 300,000 people reached with that, 162,000 video views. Craziness. 1,400 shares. All because I just found some old photos of an old mall that got torn down that everyone remembers and misses. That stuff kills it on social. I put that slideshow together using the Quick app, Q-U-I-K, and it's totally free. You can choose the music. It does the transitions and all the stuff. Makes it very, very easy to put something like that together. So I highly recommend the Quick app. Notice the trend here, guys. Now, I'm going to show you how, if you must talk about real estate, how to do it the right way. Because I understand you get a new listing, you're going to want to market that thing, as you should. But there's the right way to do it, the way that actually is effective and gets attention and gets people curious about seeing it. And then there's what everyone else does. Okay, so I'm going to show you how to market your listings the right way. Which listing post, I'm going to show you a couple examples, which one would you click on? If you were a consumer scrolling through your newsfeed or you saw an ad come through, which one would get your attention? Which one would you click on? This one? Check out my listing. Or this one? Possibly the biggest master bedroom you'll see. Then I used emojis to break up the price, the number of bedrooms and bathrooms, square footage, and so on. And it's a video. Okay, and I'm going to click play on that. So which one get your attention? That one or this one? They're both advertising and promoting a listing, but one of them is lazy. And one of them takes a little extra effort and it actually grabs attention. It's easy to look at. It's easy to digest the information. Let me play that. Notice you still haven't seen the front of the house. You guys get the point. Still haven't seen the front of the house. Why? Well, the front of the house is boring. The front of the house is not going to get attention. But let's see if I can go back to the opening. There we go. Like that huge room grabs attention a lot more than the boring front of the house with a dead spot in the grass. Yes, I know Box Brownie can fix the dead spot, but nonetheless, you get my point. Take the photos to take the aspects of the house that are most interesting, that are the most appealing. And that's what you should be highlighting. It's amazing how many agents, they have an order that they put the photos on the MLS. And so they just do that everywhere. They're like, yeah, front of the house, front of the house. Well, do you want to just mail it in and check a box that, hey, I promoted that listing? Or do you want to do it the right way? Do you want to do it in an effective way that gets people calling you saying, hey, can I get in to see that? Can I get in? When is it listed? Can I get in before it hits the MLS? You pick up some buyers and do right by your sellers. So be picky about the photos you use. Maybe it has nothing to do with the house. Maybe the house is a piece of crap, but it has an amazing view off the back deck of the sunset over the river or the sunrise over the mountains. Or maybe it's nearby a train station that is desirable or a park or something. Maybe it's not the house itself, but it's what surround it. Show that. Highlight that stuff. Okay. Agents, please start thinking about what is the best aspect of the listing, what's actually going to get attention, what people will actually want to see, and start highlighting that instead of the boring front of the house. All right. And if you don't know which part to highlight, just think about the listing. If there was one thing that if only people would see this one thing, if they would only see the remodeled bathroom, if they could only see the amenities, if they could only see the view off the deck, if they could only see the fireplace, they'd want to come see this house. If whatever that is, highlight that. So video, photos, you should definitely include the link, okay, to if ideally you have a website, okay, because you don't want people going to the MLS because then they can be, you know, cross-promoted by other agents or other vendors or whatever. Some MLSs, they're only going to see you, which is cool. But ideally, you include a link to the listing on your website because once they're on your website, then they're in your ecosystem and they can start searching for other homes and, you know, set up listing alerts and all that stuff. But give them more information. So include a link in the post, but don't just put the link and make that your post. Okay, do a video and stuff and then add the link for more info. For people who do want to see a bit more, they have an option to do so. Upload photos or video directly to Facebook rather than taking a YouTube link and posting it on Facebook. Don't do that. Facebook doesn't like sending traffic to another platform. Guys, remember what these social networks want. They want people to stay on for as long as possible so that they can show more ads to those people, which makes the platform more money. It's true of all of them. YouTube doesn't want videos sending people to Facebook, and Facebook doesn't want their, you know, a link in their newsfeed sending people to YouTube. So don't share YouTube links on Facebook. Upload the video or the photos directly to Facebook and then write a little blurb about the listing. What's the most interesting aspect of it? Use some emojis. Don't overdo it, but use them because it's easier on the eyes and it breaks up the content. Okay, use attention-grabbing headlines, not check out my listing, but possibly the biggest master bedroom you've ever seen. Okay? If you only saw that text, how many of you would be like, oh, I got to see this. I got to click on that. Just out of curiosity. That's what you want. That's why it's important to choose attention-grabbing headlines. Photo slideshow video options that Facebook gives you is great. You can create those slideshows, that previous one that I just showed you of the listing. You can do that right within Facebook. You just upload some photos, you choose some music, bing, bang, boom, you've got it. Or you can use the quick app that I showed you earlier, totally free, and then use Facebook ads and Instagram ads to pinpoint the exact demographics or the exact part of town or the exact people that you believe would be interested in the house that you're marketing. Okay. It's amazing how you can, if you're like, I'm going to spend $50 and I only want people here to see this listing, you can do that. It's incredible. Speaking of video, here's something else you can do. Facebook Live and Instagram Live and pretty much live video on any of the platforms now. But Facebook Live is great because Facebook wants you to use it. And when Facebook, and this is true of all the live platforms, they want you to use it. When they want you to use it, they're going to give you more boost. They're going to reward you for using it. So Facebook Live gets more organic. Facebook Live gets more organic reach than just a regular old Facebook video. You're going to get more exposure for free. The stats from Facebook show that Facebook Live videos are watched 3 times longer than non-live videos. You get 10 times more engagement on a live video than non-live video. You can do 360 live videos if you have the right camera. So you could do a virtual open house where people can just turn their camera around and look all over the place and see 360. Super cool. The main reason why you should use Facebook Live, though, is I don't know why I had that last bit there, but the main reason why is I don't know where that's supposed to lead to. Sorry. Live video, the best way to get people to know you because they're actually hearing from you. It's the next best thing to meeting in person. That's the magic of social media right there. People can see you. They can hear you. They can see and hear how you're saying things. They can see your facial expressions. They can feel the emotion behind it. It's literally the next best thing to meeting in person, and it's infinitely scalable. So if you could do one video that 5 people watch or 10,000, and it still takes the same amount of effort to do the video. It's infinitely scalable, which is super cool. If you go door knocking, you can't infinitely scale the knocks on doors. Each one takes a certain amount of time, and you have to do it one at a time. It's not the same with video. people work with who they know, like, and trust. So if you have done a good job and people see you and hear you and you put your personality out there, they're going to make a personal connection with you. Now, some of them will get to know you quickly. Okay. Some of them will like you. Some of them may not, but that's okay, because you're going to attract the right people and you're going to repel the wrong people. How cool is that? So all the people that you never would have gotten along with anyways, you'd have personality clashes. They're just never going to reach out. The people who do like you and have made a connection with you and think you'd be fun and like your personality, they're going to be the ones hiring you, and you're going to have a lot of fun working with those people. You'd be surprised how many clients have hired me when they've seen my content first, and then they'll call and they're like, hey, we watched your YouTube video, or we saw this, or we saw that, we read this, and we think, you know, we want to hire you. Come list our house, or we need to buy a house and you're the one. I'm like, wait, so I don't have to interview? They're like, nope. It's, you're attracting, okay? Attraction happens when you do social media the right way. I love doing Facebook Live on my personal profile because you get so much more reach. Now, here's a huge difference between Facebook Live on your personal versus your business page. Notifications are sent out to your friends whenever you're live. Now, don't abuse this, because if it's boring, if you're like, I'm live at my open house from 11 to 2 today, come see me at this average house, that's a waste of a notification, right? If you do that too often, people are going to turn off the notifications. They're going to tune you out. But how powerful is that, knowing that all your friends are going to get a notification when you're live? So if it's interesting stuff, that's a great thing. On your page, your page followers, they have to actually turn live notifications on first before they get notified. Okay, so if you do a live on your business page, very few people are going to get notified. Big difference. Facebook Live is on your personal profile. It's supposed to be more casual. It's supposed to be more laid back and less stuffy and professional. You know, you can be yourself more, which is good. Better engagement. The only downside is you cannot turn a live video into an ad unless it's done on your business page. Now, you can always download the video from your personal and re-upload it to your business page as an ad. You can do that, but you can't directly take the live video and make it an ad unless it's done on your business page. So that's really the only downside. Ideas for Facebook Live videos, virtual open houses, family events, concerts, interview local businesses. What's cool about interviewing local businesses, as long as it's an interesting business, like a new restaurant coming to town, or you know, the manager of Topgolf or something like that, those businesses will share it. So their following will then see your content as well. And that's a great way to growth hack your way into a bigger audience. You can educate people in these Facebook Lives. Do it in an entertaining way, and you can educate them on real estate topics, as long as you don't overdo it and, you know, make them tune out. You can really be the host of your own show. You could do a weekly Facebook Live show if you want, daily, weekly, random, whatever, but you can turn it into an actual show. How do you do that? You call it a show. Okay. You're in charge here. Pretty cool stuff. Once the live video ends, it's saved like any other video. You can repurpose it. You can download it. It's just like any other video. You can even put it on YouTube if it's a great video. And on YouTube, YouTube is a search engine. It's not a social media network. So whatever the content of that video was, it becomes searchable on YouTube. You can cut clips and, you know, put it over on Instagram or over on Twitter or TikTok, whatever you want, or just embed it in your website. One of my good friends, Shannon Milligan in Richmond, Virginia, an agent there, she started a Facebook Live show called Wine Down Wednesday. And she'd drink wine, and she'd encourage everyone else to grab their wine on Wednesday nights, and they'd have trivia and they'd talk about current events, and it was always super entertaining. And she had people stop her at the grocery store that recognized her after a while. They're like, oh, you're the Wine Down Wednesday girl. And she's like, wow. It just started growing outside of her network of friends because it was just her having fun, and she's a likable person. And guess what? She got business from that. She got business from it, even though it really didn't have much to do with real estate, although she sprinkled it in a little bit into the trivia. Don't overthink this stuff, guys. Be yourself. Be yourself and subtly, indirectly show people what you do for a living. Okay? You don't have to beat them over the head with the fact that you're a realtor for them to know you're a realtor. They'll figure it out. Okay? Don't overthink this stuff. If it's interesting to you, if it excites you, if you're passionate about it, do it. But pace yourself. Okay? Don't worry. Don't get overwhelmed with social media. Just grasp the concepts that we've talked about here. You'll learn this stuff over time. You'll learn by practicing. You'll learn by doing. Make an effort to learn something new daily, and pretty soon you're going to be a social media whiz. It took me years to learn all this stuff. A lot of trial and error, a lot of, you know, reading articles about, you know, how these things work. It took me a while, but I enjoyed it. And now I'm really good at it, and it's grown multiple businesses. And it just started with, you know, one post and then another one and then another one. And you start to notice what works and what doesn't. Luckily you are here today watching this, so you can skip all the crap that doesn't work and start with the stuff that does. But still, don't get overwhelmed and pace yourself. It's important that you guys start somewhere. If you're overwhelmed right now and you're like, where do I even start? Somewhere. Just post about something. What's interesting to you? What are you doing today? Show that. Are you excited about, like, are you doing something on Friday with your kids that you're super excited about? Talk about that. Talk about that. The first step. Take the first step. Just freaking do it. If you guys have questions, if I can help you in any way, first off, make sure you're listening to the Massive Agent Podcast, where we really dive deeper on these topics, and you can get more context around, you know, how to use social media the right way. MassiveAgentPodcast.com has some resources for you. And then follow me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn at Massive Agent. I'd love to connect with you. Let me know that you saw me here with the Illinois Realtors. I'd love to connect with you guys on social. That'd be cool. So thank you so much. Remember, start somewhere, do something, and focus on getting attention. If you guys can get attention and then, you know, grow a wide audience with content that they care about and that they want to see, you're going to do very, very well. You just have to keep doing it. Take care, guys.